Hey sis, welcome back to another episode of Start Living Sustainable, where we're going to be talking about the power of decluttering and detoxifying your life. Okay, I'm talking about clearing up space in your home and how that clears your mind of things that are just not serving you well anymore, and even how that can lead to detoxing your body. I'm going to be sharing how your physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of life are all interconnected. So let's dive into today's episode. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. It is raining in LA, and it rarely rains here, but when it does, it is so refreshing. I am excited that you're here so that I can share the power behind decluttering and detoxifying your life and the importance of getting started with it. Before I forget, I want to remind you, speaking of decluttering and detoxing, you can grab a 1-hour home and body wellness detox session with me now at an introductory low price for half the price that is going to be when I officially launch this program. I do have a few spots remaining, so take advantage of that right now. Grab a session with me. All you have to do is email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Again, that's support@startlivingsustainable.com. You can also DM me, reach out to me, let me know you are ready to get started on your wellness journey in 2024. Imagine with me, if you will, the last time your home was cleaned top to bottom, or maybe you even hired a cleaning service and professionals came in and cleaned and organized every room in your home. Imagine you walk into your home after it was a mess, and now you look around and see the surfaces are all clean. The floors are spotless, the games, the toys, the books are all put away, and you start to feel lighter. The space is orderly. You take a deep breath, and it smells fresh and clean, and it's inviting you to relax. And you get this sense of peace that's lingering in the atmosphere. It's a great feeling, right? Now, I want you to visualize your home the day before it was cleaned, and it's in complete and utter disarray with clothes all over the sofa, on the floor, furniture out of place, food on the floor, dishes piled up, hasn't been dusted, and dirty laundry's been sitting around for 2 weeks. That's a whole different feeling, right? You probably want to run and hide, or maybe you're stupefied, or your senses are just overwhelmed by all the clutter. You see, the problem that clutter causes on your physical health is real. But thank God there are physical benefits to decluttering. One of the big problems with clutter is that it can increase cortisol levels. That is the stress hormone, particularly in women. Is that why we as women have this tendency to want things clean and orderly? Chronic stress is linked to numerous health issues, including heart disease, weight gain, and sleep disturbances. That says to me that regularly reducing the amount of clutter in your home can potentially lower your stress hormone levels that's associated with all these risks that we are trying to avoid. Speaking of risks, a cluttered space can lead to an increased risk of falls, trips, and other accidents due to obstructed walkways and unstable piles of items all over the place. So implementing good storage solutions and maintaining a clear living area can minimize the risks of physical accidents as well. And let's not forget, clutter can aggravate allergies and asthma symptoms because clutter collects dust, pet dander, mold, and it can be very aggravating. So decluttering can help by reducing the surfaces where allergens can accumulate and making it easier to clean regularly, providing improved air quality. One of the other things that clutter can do to our physical bodies is that it can actually compromise the quality of sleep that we're getting, because clutter, especially in sleeping areas or in your bedroom, can lead to sleep disturbances and difficulties in falling asleep, impacting your overall health. Keeping your bedroom tidy and clutter-free can actually create a calm environment conducive to a better night's sleep. There's the physical strain and discomfort of clutter. Cluttered environments can actually force people into awkward positions while they're sleeping or sitting, causing back pain and muscle strain. And the solution for that is creating an organized and ergonomically sound space that can actually prevent physical discomfort and promote better posture and physical health. So just like our bodies get stressed and can benefit from an occasional detox, which of course includes a diet change, hydration, nutrifying with the right balance of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. It also includes adequate sleep. That's super important, and exercise. I find it so fascinating how a clean living space and mind can motivate healthier lifestyle choices and decisions that we make. We can actually derive mental clarity through decluttering. Let's look at some of the ways clutter in our homes can affect our mental health. Now, clutter increases anxiety and stress. There's no doubt about it. Research has shown that. So a cluttered environment can lead to heightened anxiety and stress by overstimulating the senses in a negative way. It's so important to take the steps to declutter so that you can create a sense of calm and control, reducing that anxiety and stress. Besides that, the problem with clutter is that it can distract from important tasks, making it really difficult to focus and reduces our productivity. Organizing and clearing out unnecessary items can actually enhance your concentration and improve your overall productivity. The negative impact on decision making that clutter can have on our lives, on our brains, on our mindset is crucial to recognize and do something about, because being in a cluttered space can influence you to make poor decisions, even eating unhealthy. So the solution to that is keeping a decluttered space, because that can lead to clearer thinking, and ultimately it can help you make better decisions, especially with the overwhelm that we are all dealing with in this modern day and age. So many of us need a digital detox as well from social media, emails, all that stuff to improve our mental health and social interactions. Try different strategies to clear space in your mind by just unplugging and having some real fun with people in your lives. Try journaling, that could help, or just reading a good book. We can also grow spiritually by decluttering, and this might be a surprise for you, but as I mentioned, our physical well-being and our mental peace is affected by clutter. So it stands to reason our spiritual and prayer life is impacted by our ability to declutter, unplug, detox from time to time in our lives as well. You see, a cluttered environment is a problem that can create inner unrest, which may affect our peace of mind and ability to pray without distractions and reflect on what God is doing and where He is leading us. So an organized living space can actually promote a peaceful environment that facilitates the head and heart space to focus on communicating with God in prayer, which is central to our Christian life. Don't allow clutter to hinder your focus and serve as a physical and visual distraction that hinders praise, worship, and meditation in the Bible and the reflective time that we spend in prayer. It seems to me the solution to that is to put in place an orderly, uncluttered atmosphere that can actually help facilitate a deeper, introspective, personal relationship with Jesus. Here's a bit of reasonable advice and accompanying scriptures to tuck into your heart as you seek ways to declutter, detox, and restore order in your home. If you live with others or someone that may not be as open to the changes as you are, although it would benefit them as well, maybe they have gotten so comfortable with the familiar, or they think it's going to affect their budget if they make any real changes. Try and brainstorm ways to work together towards a happy balance. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed, according to Ecclesiastes 4 and 9. And then also break down big tasks into small goals for yourself. Don't discount the big difference that small efforts can make. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, according to Zechariah 4 and 10. So listen, my friend, your desire for a manageable home, it's a worthy and good desire. Today is a great day to begin again, if you have to, and take one step at a time with God to create the order and the peace your heart craves for your home. So if you're here, if you're listening, if you're hearing me, I hope this inspires and shows you that decluttering your home, or your office space for that matter, will significantly benefit your mental health and your overall well-being. Clutter can negatively impact your focus, increase stress, and lead to unhappiness. Organize your space that you spend your time in so that you can combat these effects by reducing anxiety, opening your heart for a peace that's out of this world, and boost your mood and see how it can increase your creativity and productivity. I encourage you to start small, decluttering and detoxing your living space, and just know that it will help you gain mental clarity for what you want out of life. I'm here and I can help you with that. Would you like to know more? Well, then check my availability and schedule a time for a home and body wellness detox session. The link is below in the show notes. I'm inviting you to share your decluttering ideas, experiences, and tips with me and others on our social media, and also on our podcast, Become a Sustainable Insider. And you can do that by emailing me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. And a spoiler alert, I'm excited to have a special guest on next week's episode sharing her expertise as a corporate wellness consultant. Hey, this year, you can expect some fresh new experiences coming your way. So stay and thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.